podcasting and a writing class? Considering the possibilities. Episode 6, Tips, Resources, and Conclusion. Welcome to Podcasting and a Writing Class, Considering the Possibilities, a multimodal project exploring podcasting as part of a writing class. You are listening to Episode 6, Tip, Resources, and Conclusion. This is a 6-episode podcast series with an interconnected web text published in Kairos, a journal of rhetoric, technology, and pedagogy. A full transcript of each episode is available on the website. I am Dr. Jennifer L. Bowie, your host for this series and a senior usability research analyst for the Home Depot website. I am also a podcaster with a variety of podcasts, including Screen Space, a podcast about creating usable, accessible, effective, and efficient web, blog, and digital media design for the everyday and non-expert designer. In this episode, I will first present a quick tip, then introduce the resources for incorporating podcasts, and then conclude the series. Without further ado, let us begin Episode 6, Tips, Resources, and Conclusion. Before I close this podcast article, I have one quick tip for teachers considering adding podcasts to their writing classrooms. The tip is simple. Consider asking a local podcaster to come in and speak to your class. I've done this each semester I've taught podcasting and has worked out very well. Students love the real podcaster and often end up quite excited about podcasting afterwards. Each semester I've received thanks for this immediately after the guest visited, in my end of semester evaluations, and in emails after the class period and at the end of the semester. This seems to make podcasts seem more real and legitimate to the students and less like yet another assignment. Many podcasters I have worked with or interviewed enjoy talking about podcasting to others. Also, most podcasters just seem to love talking, which makes sense since they podcast. Many podcasters are very enthusiastic and fully believe that everyone should podcast, and this enthusiasm is contagious. Since there are many podcasters out there, finding a local should be fairly easy. Check if your area has a pod camp or if there's a local podcast meetup, and considering asking presenters or those who attend the meetup. See if there are local media conferences or science fiction fantasy conventions, which often have a new media and podcasting track. If local businesses or organizations have podcasts, consider asking those podcasters. Many universities have non-class podcasts, for alumni, for instance, unless you could possibly even find podcasters at your own university. If you know a non-local podcaster, they may know some podcasters local to you. Or you could even ask a non-local podcaster if they'll be in your area and willing to speak. I highly recommend asking a podcaster or two to come in and talk to your writing class. You could even record it and put it online as a podcast for your students to refer back to. Chances are the podcaster may record it anyway to possibly podcast it themselves. We tend to do that. Resources. On the web text component of this multimodal text, I have several resources available to aid with the development of incorporating podcasts into your writing classroom, and I thought I'd briefly mention them here so you'll know to go check them out. I first have some recommended externally produced podcasts. These are podcasts I've successfully used in some ways in my classes. I also have music resources up. Since I've begun teaching and producing my own podcasts, I've developed a list of good Creative Commons and PodSafe music resources, and this can be helpful for your students or your own use. In fact, 3 of the sources that I list are ones I've used in my own podcasting, and I've had students use many of these sources themselves. I also include podcast tutorials. I have a list of podcasts, books, websites, and white papers on how to make a podcast. And some of these are shorter tutorials and some of these are longer tutorials. And finally, I have a list of recommended texts. I've broken this down into beginner texts and more advanced texts, depending on what your focus is for the class. If you're introducing students to podcasting or if you are introducing them and then taking it further, maybe a graduate class or maybe it is an undergraduate class where podcasting is a strong component. Some of these include peer-reviewed journal articles too, which are particularly good for the graduate students. These resources that I have put up under the resource link on the WebText site should be helpful in getting you started. And also, I encourage you, if you find any other good resources, send them to me and I'll put them up. We all could use good sources for these types of resources. Conclusion. Podcasting is certainly a media we should consider teaching in our writing classrooms. While there are digital divide and technological literacy concerns, many of these can be overcome with thoughtful planning. And in some cases, podcasts may be more advantageous than the other options. Any of the main types of podcasts can be easily incorporated into our writing classrooms, from teacher and student-produced podcasts to externally produced podcasts. Many writing and composition teachers will likely want to include podcasts in richer and more meaningful ways than simply having students listen to others' podcasts. So I have included several possible podcast assignments for student-produced podcasts in episodes 3 through 5. Many of these assignments I've tried and love teaching in my own classes, such as The Week in Review, and I've included samples of the students' podcasts as examples in episodes 2 through 5 to illustrate some of the possibilities and what students have done. If you're considering incorporating podcasts, do not forget the quick tip I mentioned previously in episode 6. Invite a podcaster to speak in your class. As a podcaster, a researcher of podcasting, and a writing teacher, I highly recommend integrating podcasts into our writing classrooms, especially our digital writing classrooms, as I discuss in the companion piece Rhetorical Roots and New Media Future. I have found that students who podcast reconsider the 5 rhetorical canons and other rhetorical concepts in new ways, and often end up not only creating rhetorically savvy podcasts, but also improving their writing skills in a variety of media. Podcasting is a great fit in our digital writing classrooms. Thanks for listening to Episode 6, Tips, Resources, and Conclusion in the Multimodal Text, Podcasting in a Writing Class? Considering the Possibilities. If you've not done so already, tune in to the earlier episodes where I cover everything from the advantages of podcasts to several possible assignments. This concludes the podcast article. Do check out the companion piece, Rhetorical Roots and Media Future, How Podcasting Fits into the Computer Surrounding Classroom on Kairos, where I discuss how I have seen students apply and reconsider the 5 canons along with audience, purpose, context, and tone in new and ancient ways, and how this has impacted their other writing favorably. I also provide an extended definition of podcasting and a literature review of podcasting in educational areas. This multimodal text was published in Kairos, a journal of rhetoric, technology, and pedagogy. Please check out the full website on Kairos. Full reference information, transcript, and links are available in the web text and also in the lyrics field of the MP3 file. The music used in this podcast is 6 off Ghosts 1 by Nine Inch Nails, which is available under an attribution, non-commercial, share-alike, Creative Commons license. This text is licensed under a Creative Commons attribution, non-commercial, share-alike, 3.0 United States license. Please give me, Jennifer L. Bowie, and Kairos credit. Don't make any money off this, and share any derivative works. Thanks for listening.